You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Sisters from the Adorers of the Blood of Christ religious community, Sister Janet McCann, Sister Jan Renz, and Sister Jane Gegg. They are more commonly known as the Bad Habits. And not only do they sing well together in harmony, but they can also speak together in harmony. I found out before Mass, when I asked them, "What do you think I should talk about tonight?" And in complete harmony, they said together, rather spontaneously, "We think you should talk about 2 minutes." I think they were probably prompted by Karen Lundy. No. Every parable that Jesus tells has some place in the parable a surprising twist. And the twist, I think, in today's familiar parable about the rich man and the poor man is that the poor man has a name, Lazarus, but the rich man doesn't. In our culture and society, it's usually just the opposite. We know the names of the rich, the Rockefellers, the Gates, Trump, but not the names of the poor. The Forbes 500 is not about listing the names of the poor, but of the rich. What is Jesus trying to teach us by this little twist? It was seen that he's trying to make a point about who has first priority in the kingdom of God. In Catholic social teaching, we call it a preferential option for the poor. The unnamed rich man in the parable is condemned not for his wealth, but for his indifference. This is a constant theme of Pope Francis, who's always encouraging us by his words and by his example to discover new and creative ways to help the poor. Realize this, he says, therein lies our eternal salvation. In a sense, the unnamed rich man is all of us. By all standards in our world today, we are all wealthy. When Pope Francis became Pope, he made a change in the Vatican structure. There is a position called the papal almoner, who's responsible for taking care of the poor, seeing that we are generous and attending to the needs of those who most need our help. Usually it was some retired priest who had that position, but Pope Francis appointed a cardinal to that position. And he said to him, "Help everybody that you can, and if necessary, even sell your desk." Again, a powerful symbol to us that we must never be complacent. We must never be indifferent. God spoke to the people of Israel through his prophet Amos, saying to them, "Woe to the complacent." It can indeed be easy for any and all of us to grow complacent about the poor in our midst, when all we have to do is change the TV or radio channel, or put aside the newspaper, or delete something from our computer. Or sometimes we can fall into the trap of thinking that taking care of the poor is someone else's job, like the St. Vincent de Paul Society or the Salvation Army or Goodwill. We all have responsibility to be attentive to those most in need. And to give a preferential option to the poor doesn't mean that we have to give to every beggar on the street corner or send money to every appeal that we receive in the mail. But it does mean that we need to be concerned that there are people on street corners begging to stay alive and to have a meal. That we need to be concerned about the fact that there are people living in our country and throughout the world who do not have enough food or drink and who need our assistance. We must never grow complacent. As we as a parish begin our campaign to raise $11.6 million to build our new Catholic and Education Center, let us continue as a parish and as individuals to be as generous as ever and being attentive to the needs of Lazarus present in our midst. For as always, it's not a matter of either or, but rather both and. We build a new building, but we continue to ever be attentive to the needs of the poor, to Lazarus present in our midst. And when we are attentive to the needs of the poor, when we do recognize Lazarus present at our doorstep, we are not so preoccupied with our own wealth and possessions that we don't notice those in need. Then, when we give the poor that preferential option, then we proclaim, both to Lazarus in our midst and to all the world, by our generosity, that God is good. All the time. All the time.